Maharaj, question from Mahavirya Das.
Thanks. Does it say from where?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't say. Thanks again for your magnanimous service. Question and the question. If pratyaksha is not a reliable method of asserting the truth, why is the rajaguhyam the most confidential aspect of the truth, defined as pratyaksha
vagamam dharmam rajavidya rajaguhyam?
That's the question.
Pratyaksha vagamam dharmam susukam kartumavyam. They're just words used in different contexts. That's all. So in one case, it's not saying that pratyaksha is no evidence at all. It's just saying it's not reliable in all cases, and particularly when it comes to educating yourself about the absolute. So it means the limitations of what you can see personally, right? Sometimes direct experience. So sensory inefficiency, optical illusions, ontological optical illusion, so many things. So in one case, it's just talking about sense experience, the limitations or the flaws in individual sense experience. But in the second half, where it's used in regard to the Rajavidya sloka, we're talking about a different realm there. And there it's saying there's the possibility of direct experience with the personality of Godhead. So one's a reference to the objective world, and one is a reference to the subjective world. Yes. Unless you have something more. I'm just saying, lolium. In one place, it's saying, this is a bad thing, right? Hankering, desire. So it's, it spoils devotion, right? Atyahara prayasacha prajalpa niyamagraha jana sangas talolyam cha shadbir bhakti vinasya. It's ruins. Then Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatamyuti kutobi labite tatra lolyam mulam ekalam janmakoti. Here lolyam's a good thing. So one, in regard to the objective aspect, subjective, that's all. The word in and of itself is not bad or good. Does that answer the question, in your opinion?
Yeah. What is my opinion?
No, I mean, give me a hint.
No, I would be satisfied. Oh,
okay. You would be.
I would.
We don't know if he is, but we're hopeful. Sometimes the answer is simple.
In that case, another question.
Yes.
From Robert Grant. He asked that question on Facebook. A most blissful Vaishnava sage, he's referring to you.
Oh, yeah, Krishna. He is too generous. They say, ati stuti kore nindan, means too much praise is another type of critique. Mahaprabhu said that when he asked Rupa Goswami, who is your worshipable deity? In your book, there's a system, as we see in all these divine books. When you begin invoking some prayers, indicating who is your worshipable deity, seeking grace, blessings, there's a systematic approach. So those prayers we sing, Vandeham Sri Guru, it's called Vandanam, means the prayers. This is the not only the appropriate prayers, but the appropriate sequence. And it's noteworthy we always begin with Guru. But that as a given, Mahaprabhu asked Rupa Goswami, in your writings, because he's aware Rupa Goswami is more than a poet, and he has these divine dramas he's working on, and saying, and very naively, it's actually very beautiful, Mahaprabhu is saying, oh, Rupa, who is your worshipable deity? You know, indicated in the beginning slokas, and Rupa is a little hesitating, and he says, Anarpita charim chirad kornayavatirna kalo samarpayatam unutodvila rasam sabhakti sriyam hari purita sundar dyutika dhamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratu va sachinandana. And that means the mother, he won't say Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was in front of me, so he said, who? The son of the mother Sachi. And of course Mahaprabhu knows. Moi? He's saying, Ati Stuti Kore. This is some sort of move on. Let's move on to something else that's more tenable. So interestingly, when he's as a devotee, he cannot tolerate this type of divine glorification. He's always shunning it, dismissing it, covering his ears. It's like the worst sort of pratishtha. Because we think, oh, name and fame in the world. But the worst, in a sense, is the highest pratishtha or name and fame, of which there is nothing higher, really, truly, is reputedly to be a devotee. Because, you know, objective world, you can talk about this, that, or the other thing. And the poet Baudelaire says that in a poem that's basically his version of Kana Kamini Pratishtha, you know, money, women, wealth, he says, I must have really insulted them when I was younger. I don't need, you know, these women, money, wealth, name, fame. He said, I must have really insulted them. He said, now in my old age when I'm begging them to return, they won't have anything to do with me. That's his lament. I must have insulted them when I was younger. So, but that's in this world. But to have the reputation of being a devotee or a Vaishnava, that's too much. It's the real thing. We know Madhavendra Puri left in the dead of night to escape what he thought. This story is going to get out about Kirchor Gobinath. And actually, even though he left in the dead of night, when he arrived in Puri, it was already there. So, but that said, we see the genuine devotees are those who they're always glorifying others they perceive as being devotees. That's the message of Sanatana Goswami and Brihad Bhagavatamritam, part of it. And it's the whole story, beginning, middle, and end. In one sense, it's the story of Krishna consciousness. You see there, Narada, he's Narada. Right? Who is he? He's Narad. Nard Muni. Srivast Thakur in the Panchatattva. And what do we find in the beginning? With, compared to him, relatively lower devotees. And he's praising them as though they're the best. Right? But because they are, They have something, and they are genuine devotees. They defer, that praise makes them cringe, feel awkward, and it comes to mind who they think are real devotees. And they offer them up, like, whatever your praise you're offering to us, consider this. They offer up someone else. And Narada, he's praising all devotees. And that's a lesson. The great Narada is praising those who are in a lower position than him as if they are superior. I mentioned this as I said, Srila Gurudev, Srila Govindamars. In the case of, say, some disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he treated us as if we were, even though he's infinitely superior to us, he treated us like equals. Where some who were junior treated like subordinates. But he was superior, treated like equals. That shows superior Vaishnavata. Right. So, Narada, following their lead, approaches other devotees, starts singing their qualities. And this is not opposing, posturing, but he's recognizing that spiritual substance, and acknowledging that in the form of praise. Just as once, we asked Srila Guru Maharaj so many questions. And then one time, surprisingly, he said to a group, and he said, "Can I ask you a question?" And all the, Sridhar Maharaj is asking us a question. And he said, "What is Krishna consciousness?" And everyone was sort of stunned, stumped. And one devotee, who I think is pretty clever and fast, said something that could not be argued with. He said, "It's what Prabhupada taught us." That was a safe answer. And then someone else said, bhakti or... And Guru Maharaj said, "Krishna, did he say anything about him?" And then someone was going to start saying something, and Guru Maharaj stopped, and he said, "It is reality. Krishna consciousness is reality. And it's in your interest to become acquainted with this reality." That was the answer. And if you think later, reality, the beautiful, satyam, shivam, sundaram, ananda vigraha, satchid, ananda, ananda vigraha, ananda lila maya vigrahaya. So, but Narada, we could think, doesn't he know? Who's higher, who's lower? Of course, he must. But we could say, on the basis of what we've heard, that Krishna consciousness is so valuable that wherever you see it, and even the verse he just said, tatra lolim, that eagerness to identify it anywhere and everywhere, just as someone who's acquainted with assessing the quality or value of gold. They know gold wherever they see it. A little bit, a lot, 24 karat, 22. They know, they can't not see it. Something like that. They cannot not see it because they're acquainted with what it is. And they know what is not. The imitation gold and mix. They know all those things because they're acquainted with the pure thing. As we were told, what is that verse? Krishna. Okay. Isn't that right? Jambu Nadahim. That Krishna Prem is not a thing of this world. And saying, what is it like? It's like the legendary mythological rivers of gold in the heavenly planets. One place we're told in the fifth canto, Prabhupada says there are some planets where there are elephant-sized mangoes and big elephants. Mangoes the size of elephants that are only full of juice. And when they're ripe, sometimes they hit the ground. And when they hit the ground, they burst. And then there's so many of them, they're like these rivers of mango juice that turn into gold. So I'm saying, Krishna Prem is like these legendary rivers of gold, and that's where they exist. It's not a thing of this world. But because it's not a thing of this world doesn't mean it doesn't exist. What is this world? This world is comprised of misconception. So necessarily it can't be a thing of this world. Because this is the misconceived world. The iceberg floating in the ocean of misconception. The objective world. That's all it is. It's the perverted reflection of reality. It's the perverted reflection of the subjective world where this divine substance is flowing. So, but still, those who are the experts, they have that eye. So Narada, he's heaping praise on all the gradations of devotees, not just one group. We know where it culminates, where it goes. But Sanatana Goswami Prabhu is the Sambandhagyan Acharya, the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya. He is showing step by step the gradation, very mercifully. Right? And through the proper medium of Sakyarasa. He's the expert. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, referencing one of the slokas in the Upadeshamritam, which he said was, you know, Mahaprabhu's teachings through Rupa Goswami, the Vaikuntaj Janitovara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavag. Saying, he leapt from Vaikuntha to Mathura. Like, no Ayodhya along the... Just Vaikuntha, Mathura means why... It's where Krishna is born. The birth pastimes. Vaikuntha Janitobara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsava. He goes very... hop, skip, jump, leap into that plane. Sanatana Goswami is showing systematically step by step gradation that culminates in praise of the Braja Gopis and their leader, Srimati Radharani. And it does that twice, as if to underscore that point. Asam aho charanarain ujisam ahangsham. Before that, Uddhava. Na tata priyatama atmayonir na shankara, na cha sankarsana na sri, naivatma cha yata bhavan. The sloka, when Guru Maharaj met a man who, Srutadhar, knew by heart the whole Bhagavatam. So you can say 18,000 slokas or 16,000 extent. And they had some interaction. And Guru Maharaj asked him, so, you know the whole Bhagavatam? He's like a living, walking, talking Bhagavatam, in a sense. Not necessarily the book Bhagavat, person Bhagavat. So, Guru Maharaj said, in your estimation, who are the highest devotees? And he said, Shatushan, the Kumaras, the four Kumaras. And what do you think? And Guru Maharaj said, they're in the lowest position. How so? Then two slokas. 18,000, two slokas to make the point, to prove it. Barabhyahi saragrahi. The barabhyahi, like a beast of burden, carrying so much academic knowledge, intellectual knowledge, gyan. Bhaktivinoda saying, like the so-called beast of burden. All that shastric knowledge, a burden. Saragrahi, in his song, O Saragrahi Vaishnav soul, thou art an angel fair. Saragrahi means who can extract the grasp, the essence. Sar, cream, essence. Shruti Saram, Bhagavatam. Therefore, it's the Paramahamsa Sangita. So Guru Maharaj said, first verse from the mouth of Krishna. See his ontological method. Think, who's he going to cite as evidence? Krishna. So if Krishna says someone, some devotee is in the topmost position, case closed, right? Most likely, almost. Hard to argue with Krishna. He's saying, Natata priyatama atma yonir na shankara nacha sankarsana na sri naivatma chayatabhavan. Not atma bu. Hello. Hey, Krishna. It's rare that they go on the floor like that.
It has just dropped.
Oh, he fell.
Fell from
me. Yeah. Oh, because he's on the light still waiting. Okay. They're so patient. And I wish I had that kind of patience and determination and focus. So, Atmabhu. Is in that Bhagavatam. Atmabhu means self-born, Brahma, no mother and father. As when Narada was sent to Indraloka, saying, oh, Vaman's like your little brother, you know, same family, same mother, Aditi. He's saying, yeah, he's saying, but Brahma is born from the Lord's navel. Right? Atmabhu, Brahma, out of the navel of Garbhadakshai Vishnu comes a lotus. Over the top, that lotus, Brahma. He's saying, but not Brahma, who first created being, such an important position, that sampradayically speaking and otherwise. He's saying, he's not, and we think, well, he's the Lord's representative. I mean, he is. He's saying, he's not as dear to me. Not Atmabhu. Who's higher? Where do we learn this from? This is not a random order, right? We learn this from Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Gradation. Because when I first interacted with Guru Maharaj, I'd ask these questions, and one went this way, one went that way, another way, and Guru Maharaj, at one point, seeing that it was not systematic, but random, he said to me, have you gone through Brihad Bhagavatamritam? And when I said, no, you know, he was surprised. But it was also like, no wonder. That's why you're all over the place. You haven't read Brihad Bhagavatamritam and studied gradation. But that was my good fortune, because then he sanctioned my reading of the Brihad Bhagavatamritam so that it would be seva, would be meaningful. Substantial. That not Atmabhu, the sequence. Na tata priyatama Atmayoni means Atmayoni. Na Shankara, who's above Brahma? Shiva. Remember Brahma, says, I'm so busy managing this universe, I don't have time for my mantra and jap. The manager's complaint. It says in the Bhagavatam, if you do your Swadharma perfectly for 100 births, you can become Brahma. But Srila Acharya Maharaj said once, but if there's some fault, then they make you the manager of a mat. But anyway, it says there, 100 births perfectly, you become Brahma. Beyond that, Shivata. So, Brahma thing, but Mahadev doesn't have a care in the world. Sitting under that 800-mile-wide banyan tree, and it's even more in kilometers. What, 1,500? Something like that. 1480, I'm not good at math. And there's no sound, nothing. It's like perfect. And he's Digambar, dressed in the directions, in other words, totally naked. And underneath that, he's meditating on his Lord, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Narada goes from Brahma to Shiva, so Atma Yonir Nashankara Nacha Sankarshan means Sankarshan, Vasudev, Sankarshan Pradumna Niruddha. By extension, is you can say his brother, but it doesn't say Balaram, it says Sankarshan. So not Brahma, not Shiv, not Sankarshan, he's showing a gradation, and not Sri, not Nacha. Nacha Sankarshana, na Sri Lakshmi Devi, not as dear to me as whom? Uddhava. In fact, how dear is he to me? Naivatma Chayatabhavan. I am not myself. Everyone's self is most dear to them. People don't like to admit it, but it's true, generally speaking. The objective world. Saying, I myself is not as dear to me as whom? You, my dear Uddhava. So here in this sloka, Krishna establishes Uddhava in the topmost position. But not done yet, because then what does that Uddhava say? Same thread in the Bhagavad, praise coming to him. Right? Krishna himself says, you're most dear. What say you, Uddhava? Asam aho charanenu jasham ahangsham. Brindavane kimapi gomalato sadinam. Yad dushtajam svajanam arjapatam jahitva. Bejur mukunda parivim shritibir vimrityam. Krishna, to assuage the deep separation in the hearts of the Brajagopis, sent Uddhava with a message to relieve the pain, the anguish of separation in their hearts. That was part of it. But also, he wanted Uddhava to observe the Brajagopis. That Uddhava, who's intimately familiar with the queens of Dwaraka, super servitors, that he will see firsthand, eyewitness, the sort of devotion possessed by the Brajagopis and their leader, Srimati Radharani. And we know upon the delivery of this message, Uddhava's reading his Krishna's letter, that Srimati Radharani is off in her own divine madness, which is analyzed by Rupa Goswami and the great Acharyas and expressed in the form of the Brahmar Gita, loosely rendered as the song of the bumblebee. This black and yellow bumblebee comes, and Radharani's having, it's a monologue. she's speaking to the bee, sometimes as if it's Krishna, sometimes as if it's the messenger of Krishna. She's chastising and regretting having chastised. So many things she's expressing. 10 identified by the acharyas, 10 different types of divine mad speech, talks, madness, and that is relished by Mahaprabhu, particularly for the last 12 years of his life, behind closed doors in the Gangbir with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda. Pralapita Bhakya. It's mad talks. And it says, similar to the time of Uddhava Darshan. It means when Uddhava came to see the Brajagopi. It's talking about the Brahma Gita. Saying, what she experienced at that time, that he was anticipating all along. That's where the depths of separation are experienced. Two zenith points. Ratiyatra, after 100 years separation, and Uddhava Darshan. So high, behind closed doors, only with Ramananda and Swarup Damodar. And Uddhava, after witnessing, as Guru said, and what is it like, Shikshasta, come and other things, coming from the heart of Radharani, like lava, a volcanic eruption. It's very intense. Intensity, heat, like feeling. So intense that the heart is erupting and these lava is streaming out in the form of Shikshastakam and Brahmargita and other things. And that's the tasting matter of Mahaprabhu for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. Having completed his public service, Nam Sankirtan, Bahiranga Sangekori, Nam Sankirtan, distributing Krishna Nam to everyone. Then with the release from Advaita Charja, then his private life behind closed doors with Swarup Damodar Ramananda. And this is the tasting matter, the depths, plunging the depths of separation. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. So that Uddhava, who's been certified by Krishna, says, having witnessed Radharani and the Brajagopis, the kind of love that they alone possess for Krishna, says, to think, to be one of them, that's too much. Right. Think of it. He doesn't speak like that. Only neophytes, imitationists, posers, pretenders, they think like that. Not Uddhava. He's a substantial devotee. So what does he think? He thinks, they're so exalted, I can't even ask them directly from the dust from their lotus feet because they wouldn't give it. But if I were to take birth as a blade of grass, a creeper, something, you know, and have an atomic presence in the soil of Vrindavan, when the Brajagopis' holy lotus feet are moving there in that divine Chinmoy plane of service to Krishna, some of the dust from their lotus feet will come upon my head like an abhishek and thereby consecrate my existence. Those who properly estimate the plane express the aspiration for the least presence in that plane. Shikshastakam is Mahaprabhu's heart giving vent to the sentiments originally from the heart of Radharani. And what is in there? Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishame babam budho kripaya tabapara pankajastita duli sadrasam vichintaya. I'm Krishna Kinkar. What happened? Now I'm in an ocean of ignorance, but I'm Krishna King. I'm meant to be your servant, and now I'm drowning in forgetfulness and ignorance and misconception. Please be merciful to me. And what? Accept me as one of the super servitors in the most confidential plane of spiritual existence. Really? Mahaprabhu doesn't say that. Uddhava doesn't say that. No legitimate devotee says that. What does he say? Prabhupada used to render it as, you know, fix me as an atom of dust at your holy lotus feet. That's the proper aspiration. An atomic presence in that plane, the least. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, you know, build a cottage in that plane. Start small, humble, modest, natural growth. An atomic presence situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, which means his devotees and their service. Radha Dasyam. And Guru Maharaj mentioned, the lotus feet of Krishna, like magic wand, if that is granted, that atomic presence in that plane, then what will come from the heart? So much inspiration to serve. The heart will give vent to increased, ever-increasing service aspirations. So Uddhava saying that. Brajalata, a creeper in Vrindavan. That's an aspiration. Who's so high, so intimate. And Dwarka saying, Vrindavan, if I could be a blade of grass there. It's an aspiration. So, and Yadushtajam Swajanam Arjapata, and saying the Arjapata, the path of the Aryan, means, you know, the Dharma, every, all the good things, religion, saying, they crossed over that a long time ago. Again, back in my conversation with Guru Maharaj, in the middle of one, I said, oh, what about Chitraka and Patraka? Because they're talking about Mother Yasoda, and they're said to be like Ashraya Vigrahas and Dasya Rasa. And he said, Chitraka, Patraka, nothing. We left that a long time ago. I said, what about Manmana, Baba, Mama? He said, we're talking of Yashoda. Are you going to tell Yashoda she should always think of Krishna and become his devotee? That's why the gopis were enraged in the message delivered by Yuda when Uddhava. Maybe Yuda's there doing this work now. suggesting that they learn yoga and, you know, some gyan. Start understanding. God is everywhere. They're saying, Krishna, don't speak like that. And everything. Learn to meditate. They're saying, we can't stop. Tell us how to stop thinking of you. That would be good advice. If you can tell, is there some secret to not remembering you? That would be helpful. They're that type of person. We struggle for moments of that. They never have a momentary lapse of Krishna consciousness. Bhajan tvananya manaso. 24 hours. Cannot stop thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, praising Krishna, sometimes cursing Krishna, as appropriate. Even their cursing is centered on Krishna. We learned that in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam. Garud, Garuda considered such an honor and ecstatic to feel. Imagine feeling Vishnu or Krishna on your shoulders as you're flying through the sky. The way, that divine weight, softness, and beauty. Krishna might say a few things that are very charming. The Guru is so overwhelmed and ecstatic by that experience, and rightfully so. But Krishna, speaking very candidly in the early part of Charitamrita, says, but when my devotees, my friends, we fight, wrestle, play games, and the losers have to carry the victors on their shoulders. Same. When I'm carrying a devotee on my shoulders, you can't imagine how ecstatic that feels. So I can understand me on the shoulders of it, that they're going to be, you know, their hairs will be standing on end. My hair stand on end when I've got a devotee on my shoulders. That's what Krishna's revealing. It's unthinkable, but true. And what, as Guru, what is the voltage of the Krishna Nam of Yashoda? If we say Sevan Mukheya Javaro, what is the voltage in the Krishna Nam of Yashoda? Like mothers call their children? They used to, do they still? When I was a child, we're all playing, and the mothers would usually, the back door, but and they'd like, they call your name, and then you have to stop playing and come because your mother's calling you. Sometimes they have to call two times, three, but they like, and some say, your mother's calling you. That's it, you have to go. You know. So when Mother Yashoda calls Krishna's name, what is that like? Does he have to go? Who's Swarat? He's independent. He can, you know, if ever anyone was independent, he is. But there's the call. Yashoda is calling Krishna. What voltage of is in that Krishna Nam? Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantantra eva dvija. Sarubir bhakta hridayo bhakta janapya. Eva. Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantantra eva dvija. It appears. He's Swarat, independent, says in the first line of the Bhagavatam. But Krishna's saying, but when my devotee, in the presence of devotion, it's as if I lose my independence. Right. So Guru wants to say, who can be trusted with that? What finite can be entrusted with controlling the infinite? Like people worry about some crazy person becoming, you know, the president, the prime minister, a king, the leader of the world, a crazy man. But what is some of, and that's just a delusion, they're not really in control. But what about someone controlling the supreme controller? Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Such is the power of devotion. Who can be entrusted with that? Ma Yashoda, Radharani and Brajagopis. They can be. And then what does Krishna say? If my beloved is cursing me, right? Vedastuti, Hoite, something, Hori Moriman, Bartsan. Priya, Jari, Bartson, anyway. Saying, my beloved is sometimes cursing me, chastising me, and that steals my mind away from the reverential hymns of the Vedas. So what kind of Lord is this? That you have all these hymns, prayers, that are wonderful things, too. Right? They're real. They're substantial. They're appropriate. They're praising Krishna for his numerous incarnations, his avatars, his Paramatma expansion, his coming, appearing before us as Guru, just everything. All this appropriate praise toward Krishna, his infinite mercy, compassion towards the fallen souls. And then when Radharani is saying, who, you, a charge of despicable behavior, you're a scoundrel. That's stealing his mind away from the reverential hymns of the Vedas. It's so sweet to his ear, to hear his beloved loving anger. So having witnessed that, Uddhava is saying, like, so what the Vedas are searching for or indicating, they're saying, go in this direction, Srinvantu Vishe Amritasya Putra. Oh, you children of the nectar world, children of nectar, listen. You were born to taste nectar. You must not allow yourselves to be satisfied with anything but nectar. Come in this direction. Listen. Srinvantu Vishe. Listen to us. Through sound, you can connect with this divine substance that he's saying. So they're telling you, go in this direction. It's the direction of their holy lotus feet. They own, control Krishna, copyright, trademark. Right? They alone, they own Krishna and they can distribute Krishna. So how great they are. So in two slokas, Guru Maharaj is saying, this one from Krishna certifying Uddhava, then Uddhava having got Krishna's certification, certifying the Braja Gopis, of whom Srimati Radharani is their leader. So all throughout, praise for the devotees. So much so that Krishna, Napareham Nirvadisam Yudam, tells the Braja Gopis, your devotion to me is so great, even though I promised in Bhagavad Gita, Ye Yatamam Prapadyante Tam Stateva Bhajamyaham, that as you approach me, I reciprocate that. In your case, I'm unable to. I don't know how to deal with this. You're so great, you're so exalted, let virtue be its own reward. I'm so fortunate to be the object of the love and affection that you have in your hearts. Everyone wants to get me, have a connection with me, and if they get that, they think they've got everything. And that's true. But what about my side? What about me? I'm thinking that I've got you. I've got everything. That I'm the object of the love and affection, so pure in your hearts. That's my good fortune. And those are sincere words from Krishna. Think, so I am unable. I have to break my promise with you. I can't reciprocate the kind of love and affection you have. But Guru Maharaj, ever our savior, quotes Rupa Goswami's Chaitanyastakam saying, Suresha nam durgam gati ati shaino panishadam muninam sarva pranata patalinam madhurima vinyasya premna nikila pasu palam bujadrisham sat chaitanya kame punar abhidhasorya satipadam. Saying, what is so rare for everyone now? The Upanishad, Suresh Durgam, means Suraisha, the devatas, very difficult for them to achieve. The Upanishads, Vedas, only pointing in the direction that Mahaprabhu is descended. So he said, as Krishna, I can't reciprocate. What can I do? Brajagopis know, he's become our canvasser, the canvasser of our mistress. This he can do. He can come as Mahaprabhu. Say, Jadi Gaur Nahoita Tabiki Hoite Kamari Daritam Dehe Radhar Mahima Prima Rasasima Jagata Janatake. How great is Radharani? He's going to tell everyone that. And her love, her Krishna Prem, there's nothing like it. And take it from me, it's better than being Krishna, is being a devotee of Krishna. If other people say that, we go, well, yeah, but you know, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. There's nothing, you know, they're just telling, they don't want you to feel bad. But Krishna, he's saying, what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I experience. And now as Mahaprabhu, I'm tasting that. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushovaneva. The greatness of the kind of love that she alone possesses. I'm tasting that, experiencing that, feeling that. And I'm telling you, there's nothing better than this, including being me. So it's not the secondary thing, it's the primary thing. All about appreciation. At every step of the way, and that process of appreciating devotion and other devotees is the key to taking us sequentially, inevitably, to the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and the Brajagopis. Radha Dasyam Gayatri Murli Stakirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dimahi. As Gurudev liked to say in explaining this, written by Gurudev, what is Krishna's fluting matter? He's singing the glories of Radharani and the service of her holy lotus feet. Did you ask the question?
We didn't have a chance to speak it out.
Oh.
So we can transfer it to another.
Yes, we'll ask the question next time.
Yeah.
Answer the question. I interrupted you.
You just gave the nectar in Katha, so.
Hare Krishna.